We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe, put your boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It's good to be back on the roast here on the Bay Area Friday slash Frisco Friday slash non-payday Friday. As we say good morning to everybody out there, get off the graveyard shifts. If you're at work, what is happening? If you're getting ready for work, what is happening? Good morning to all the overnight dancers, all the great folks who was at the Positive Coaching Alliance Game Changers event last night. A great time. I'll have more intel on that in just a second. Good morning to Spinotti, Lubman, of course, you, Shasky here. Let me get my rundowns here, so make sure we get all our reads in. Our printer, we don't have ink, so the toner's down a little bit. So
it's unacceptable.
It's always our tone on this show.
It's always our tone. It's always a tone here. But let me get my.
It's always fun game.
That guy.
It's always fun game.
Can we start?
Pacers Warriors tonight. By the way, chasing a pretty big game, and these are the games the Warriors have found a way to lose at home this season. So let's see if they can buck that trend. But shout out to YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. The Comcast Business Text Line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're gonna call it to the roast, you already know what it is. I don't know if you guys flushed anybody yesterday, but we have to flush somebody today.
Yeah, we flushed the interpreter for Otani.
Oh boy, that's
that fool hit the jet stream.
Well, is it sure you want to flush him, or do you want to flush Otani? That's something we can get into a little bit.
Way in hell Otani didn't place a bet.
Yeah, I mean, something happened there. The roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water and Plumbing. Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain, we should say. So we got to fix that read there. Anyway, what's up, Shasky, man? What's going on?
I'm looking at this television show that I think might be the most overrated television show of all time. It's on our TV right now.
Oh, Friends?
Friends.
Yeah, I know.
I never got it. Yeah, I never understood it. Never thought it was good.
Me either.
I mean.
Me either.
I don't get the appeal. I don't get how. Like, The Office, I will grant some people, like, I get some of the humor, even though I think The Office is dramatically overrated.
I think The Office is really good.
Okay.
I can see how some people may not get it. That's kind of my type of humor. I love The Office. I don't love Friends.
I get Friends. The appeal of The Office.
Right.
I think it's overrated, but that's a different,
that's a totally different conversation.
Friends, I just never understood.
Now,
the only thing I do like is when Wilmer Flores.
I don't even like that. I just think the intro is just like, whatever.
It's Wilmer Flores' walk-up song.
Sex in the City is so much better than Friends.
Okay, Mr. Big.
Hey, call me Mr. Big. Mr. Big was a player. Hey, but listen, Friends is, like, I didn't get it. I really didn't get it.
I feel the same way. I feel like I missed out on an entire cultural movement that I wanted no part of.
Yeah, no, I didn't miss out on it.
Did you watch Sex in the City, though?
I did watch Sex in the City. I watched the entire series.
Are you more of a Carrie or Samantha?
Ooh. Carrie was cool.
What is going on here?
She was a writer, too. She was a writer. You know, that's
What's next? Are you a Ginger or Marianne kind of a guy?
Good Sex in the City knowledge.
Gilligan's Island. If we did have Gilligan's Island, you would be Gilligan, Sam.
I'll take that.
I never watched Gilligan's Island.
Are you for real?
Yeah, no, I never did. Never got into it. Felt like I missed the boat on that one.
That's a good pun right there.
It's actually very unintentionally hilarious.
You like that?
I do.
You like that? You like that? I'm sure you guys talked a lot of Shohei yesterday. When I did tap in yesterday, I heard my boy David Sampson, and I tuned out for a second. It's like, hurry up and get him off the air.
He was spitting.
Lord knows we all want to hear from him about baseball shenanigans.
He was spitting. No, but you know what? It's fascinating to have him on. He had Ichiro in the Marlins organization for multiple years, and he was talking about on his podcast about the interpreter thing. And basically, when you sign a player of the ilk of, let's say, you know, Ichiro, that guy comes with his own interpreter, and he does not pay the interpreter. The team pays the interpreter. Now, he also gives that guy a stipend, and the guy who was Ichiro's, I think his name is Alan, Ichiro's interpreter, apparently beloved by all. And when people talk about, like, you know, Shohei's interpreter was one of the guys. Yeah, everywhere they go, that guy goes with them.
Yep, no doubt. And he wears the team gear. Yeah. And even in Seoul, Korea, South Korea, he was standing next to Shohei 3 hours before the bomb dropped about this whole scandal that the story's flipped from Shohei's representatives. I mean, listen, this is the risk you take when you implement sports gambling into pro sports with pro athletes. You don't think a guy who's making the minimum knows that he's going to be part of a game plan, make it the bat fold, and third-party source saying, hey, I'm part of this game plan here. The over-under looks good, dog. Let's get rich. Like, I'm not saying that. I mean, Calvin Ridley is a great... Calvin Ridley didn't have to gamble.
Jameson Williams.
You think Calvin Ridley, Jameson Williams are the only guys gambling? This is it. Fantasy, pro gambling, it's all part of pro sports. So how do we regulate it? I have no idea. But Shohei just to all of a sudden wire $4.5 million. Now,
did you hear our conversation yesterday?
No, I did. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear most of it. I heard a little bit here and there. I was
you didn't hear about the 10K?
No, what 10K?
So I'll throw it at you, and I want your opinion of this. Right. So, you know, Spadoni made it out like, he said something to the effect of, because Guru made it out like he was just helping a friend. Hey, look, man, I love you, Bonte. You know I do.
$4.5 million.
If your daughter,
gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, let's just take it at face value.
Let's take it at face value.
He was helping his friend out with a large debt.
Okay, like, let's just take that. I think it matters what the debt is.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
But hear me out. Hear me out. If you know gamblers, right, or you know somebody who's got an addictive personality, and they say to you, "Hey, Joe, I owe this bookie 10 grand. Like, I'm the equivalent of what normal people. Right. That's a lot of money. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I love you, but I can't help you. Yeah, because that money's gone.
No.
Now, if your daughter needed $10,000 for some surgery or something, like, God forbid that would ever happen. I'm sorry I even said that. But of course I would do it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, B, I love you. Me giving you 10 grand, if you're a gambler and I know you have I might as well set down 10 grand off fire.
No, I'm not doing it either.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do it either.
Good.
Yeah,
I don't feel so bad. You
shouldn't feel bad. It's 10K and it's a gambling debt that, hey, first of all, why did you holler at me when you were down 3 G's
exactly.
or 4 G's or 5 G's? Why did you let it escalate to this point to get to $10,000? Now, this whole thing with the $4.5 million and the interpreter having a gambling debt, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, there's more to the story. However, I know a lot of people are roasting Major League Baseball saying, come down with the gavel now.
No, I want to watch
come down.
Play.
And it's like, baseball can't afford to have Shohei Ohtani. They have to protect him at all costs here. And they have to know that, you know what, there's going to be a risk in the future of guys gambling on games in the sport of baseball, especially now that you're trying to suppress contracts and going through all the arbitration. You just had the J.D. Davis situation.
100%.
He missed out on $4 million. What if he's like, yo, I need to make up some cash here? Now he probably doesn't. And a lot of people don't gamble, but this is the risk when you implement gambling in a sports. Now, how does Shohei get involved in this? I have no idea. $4.5 million.
So it's a lot of money.
Like, first of all, there's a lot of the bookies who are not letting you get that far.
That's what my question is.
Like, a lot of bookies are going to say, all right, I'm cutting you off right now.
Yeah.
You're in debt, seven figures. I'm not letting this rise and rise and rise and rise and rise again.
But if you know that Shohei's the bank.
If Shohei's maybe the bank, and maybe you're letting it escalate, then Shohei or company are trying to make a deal, all of a sudden it gets out. How did he get out?
Let me play the angle.
So real quick, the bottom line for me with the interpreter is he's the fall guy.
100%.
He's going to be taking care of in Japan. 100%. This is to avoid jail time.
Anderson thinks he's doing a good one here.
This is a David Stern special. If you all see the Donahue docket, David Stern caught wind of the referee scandal. He knew what was going on.
It's an isolated incident. A rogue referee.
Dude, come on.
Here's the angle that I would take if I'm Major League Baseball. Shohei has to play through all of this because I think the spotlight on this guy for every at bat is going to be through the roof. We talk so much about how Major League Baseball has too many games. There's no sense of urgency. I would be doing the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We cut live to Shohei Ohtani, who's in the batter's box right now. Every stadium should be doing something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what we need. Like, because I remember when Bonds was going through his thing, steroids, people threw inflatable syringes out onto the field. We've got to do something.
Yeah, no, we got to do something. How about this text? 925 Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte Chasky, you guys hyped up the Giants so much that I went and bought tickets already.
Me too.
I haven't bought tickets in 5 years. Now, I haven't bought tickets. I'm probably not going to buy tickets because I know there's an avenue to get free tickets. However, you know,
I'm just well-rounded.
Your boy will be at the park. They are a lot more intriguing. I was talking to Sean Jordan yesterday from Bleacher Report at the PCA.
How happy is he?
Oh, he goes, Bonte Lashar would buy a ticket. I boycotted. He goes, at least this year, I'm open-minded. I'm excited. Maybe we can do this. And Larry Barrow is working the room. He knows.
Did he give you the Paolo Banchero?
Oh, no. He didn't give me the
Double
Paolo Banchero.
Double tap on the chest and point?
He didn't give me the Paolo Banchero, but there is definitely an off-air story about that.
Yeah, did you reference me at any point?
And I knew, you know, I knew you were going to somehow,
praying.
Some way. I knew somewhere.
Desperate.
Some, why would I mention you when I'm trying to get mine?
Living on a prayer.
Let me tell you about this Joe Shasky guy.
Are you serious?
Let me just give my money to you. Here you go, Joe Shasky. Here you go. But I did run into Matt Cain, and I was shocked. Matt Cain goes, hey, I listen to you guys, man. You guys are pretty entertaining. I was like, what? Matt, life after baseball must not be going so well for you.
No, oh, my God.
Everyone's got a little butcher in them. You know? Not a little surprised.
Yeah. No, he didn't bring you up either.
Oh, damn it.
But anyway, this whole Shohei thing. And now, I started thinking about this, and nobody's brought this up.
Give it to me.
Maybe that's why he deferred all the money. But that's why he's like, yo, I know I have a gambling addiction. Let me help myself by saving all this
Allen
bank.
Iverson?
Let me defer this money until I'm 45 because I know I have a money problem. Maybe I'm a gambler. Maybe I like to spend. But let me defer this money knowing that, hey, if I do things the way I'm doing things, I know once life after baseball happens, I got money in the bank and I'm going to be okay.
Nobody
ever brought that up.
It's the first step, always acknowledging the problem.
I'm telling you, man. You're telling me
the guy who was hiding his wife from all of us. No one knew he was married. No one knew he had a wife. All of a sudden has, like, I don't know, man. There's just so much unknown.
First of all, I don't think he was hiding his wife. Like, I think about this now. But see, I think about this now, too, and I want to protect my family. Nobody knew he was married. That's everybody else's problem. Everybody wasn't even tripping off Shohei's relationship.
Duh.
I'd never heard one person say, I wonder who Shohei Ohtani's dating. Everybody just assumed that, hey, Shohei Ohtani's crushing.
When you get someone like Shohei on your team, as David Sampson was talking about yesterday with Ichiro, I don't think you understand. There are literally a half a dozen Japanese reporters assigned to that particular beat that you would have never had the year prior. These guys are rock stars in
their
country.
I agree.
And so they want to poach and find out every single little thing about them. I do find it in this day and age with social media being what it is, where you can't step outside without an Adam Sandler TMZ, you know, snapshot of him in shorts that are baggy. Like, everyone knows everything about everyone.
You know,
I am surprised.
I'm not, because I could see how the Japanese media would want to protect their guy from the American public, at least. I could see how they would want to protect their guy and say, you know what? Shohei's our rock star. We want to elevate him and we want to keep as much to ourselves as possible and maybe try to protect this guy. But the whole wife thing, like when people go, oh my God, he's married, blah, blah, blah. We don't know if they're dating. Maybe he goes to Japan in the off season. Do American beat writers or reporters keep up with him in the off season?
No, but he's
don't think so.
He's like I don't want to say this flippantly. He's like a demigod over there. The guy is humongous.
But maybe they knew about it over there in Japan, and maybe we didn't know about it. And maybe they just tried to protect him, saying, hey, we're going to keep your private life private.
Complete mystery, and it was shocking. And then the entire ESPN broadcast for both games is just showing her over and over.
Well, just too much. But she obviously, they obviously were dating. They kept it private, and that's cool. I don't think that's a big deal for anybody. And the cultures are different over there. It's so much different.
The way they do things
compared to the way we do things. They look down on us with the way we do things. And a lot of things we do in America, sometimes I'm like, man, what the hell are we doing? But you know what? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm confused. But you know what? Like, the whole Shohei and the $4.5 million debt, there is some smoke there. There's some smoke there. And I would love to hear from Pete Rose on the situation.
What
I would
about
love
Phil Mickelson?
Phil Mickelson, oh, you know, he's got some theories here. And there's going to be more to this story. There's going to be people now who's going to be on Joe Hayden, and let's see how he responds to it. Let's see how he responds to all the heat that he's going to get this season. Whenever he walks up to the plate, whenever he goes to a different stadium, how are Giants fans going to react when he gets in the batter's box?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they going to be chanting here? Because it feels like Giants fans are loving this
Viva
right now.
Las Vegas. That's what I would be chanting. Like, what else could you chant? Royal flush. Royal flush. Like, I'm Bonte.
Crapped out. Crapped out. Crapped out.
Shohei the money.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's
if
not
I was
bad.
Putting together a starting five of athletes who bet, okay, when that connote betting, okay, starting five athletes who connote betting in terms of like, it immediately jogs me to them. It's got to be Phil Mickelson, Michael Jordan, Shohei, Pete Rose, and Joe Flacco, who bet on himself in that 1 year.
Well, no.
I did that kinda, just to Shinoni. Yeah,
but it's Calvin Ridley.
Oh, Calvin Ridley,
Calvin Ridley.
So that's your starting five.
I mean, I got four. I don't care who the fifth is.
What,
I got
you Jordan. Gel?
Well, I've got Jordan. I got Bill.
I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Oh, Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. How did I? You're right. How did I omit
Charles
that?
Charles Barkley's lost millions.
So that's the starting five.
That's the starting five. Jordan, Barkley, Phil. And now, you got to know when to fold them. Now, the thing is, what were they betting on? Were they betting on baseball? Were they betting on horse racing? Were they betting on boxing? What the hell were they betting on?
I'm guessing everything.
The interpreter
got. I don't know.
Dude, the interpreter, he took the fall like a champ.
Oh, he did.
Sorry, my bad. No, the article explained he did say he bet on international soccer, NBA, and I think those were the main two that he and NFL.
So
college football.
Everyone
too.
Has their own opinions, and I don't know what you believe. I don't think I've ever actually gotten your. I believe in certain conspiracy theories because I'm a weirdo and I get it. And people can call me the tinfoil man. That's fine. The tinfoil hat man. Whatever. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that there was some truth to the Michael Jordan suspension over gambling thing. That's what I believe to my core.
Yeah.
I find the whole thing odd.
I don't know. I've picked a lot of people's brains about that.
Uh-huh.
I've wanted to know that. The guy needed to step away. The guy needed to step away. Dad got murdered. The guy needed to step away. And I think Jordan was just like, I think Jordan really wanted to retire. He's probably was like, this is too much. I'm getting all this heat. Remember they were showing all the cameras on him and it was wild. The guy couldn't walk around anywhere. He was getting treated like he was Michael Jackson and Prince, you know, some of the biggest icons ever.
Yeah, he was
so humongous. I don't, like, at the end of the day, I always think, why would David Stern want his cash cow to step away from the game? David Stern is about that money.
Well,
David Stern is about those ratings. David Stern is about being box office and competing with the best. Why would he take the face of his league and say, hey, I'm going to suspend you on the under because of the gambling? I just don't buy that.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
Well, we can disagree.
And I get to conspiracy theories. I've heard it all. But
the whole thing was very fishy. And I know his father's death is, I don't want to ever poke light at anyone's father's passing. But the whole thing is very mysterious and very fishy. And to me, that's just, I believe it more than I don't believe it, I guess is where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't know to what degree, but there's clearly something there. I'm looking at this thing, B, and I'm saying to myself, I don't give two rips whether Shohei Ohtani bets on games or not. I really don't, me personally. But I do understand from Major League Baseball, if he's betting on the actual sport of baseball, I do get the outrage. But I don't care.
Is it worse to take steroids?
Steroids, like, there's like layers to the steroid thing, you know, like everyone's like, you're cheating the other players. Yeah, you're also outworking them. Like there's lots of different angles that you still have to hit the ball.
Right.
You know, you still have to execute and throw pitches.
Yeah.
It absolutely gives you an advantage. Otherwise you wouldn't do it. I go back and forth on these things. Like,
the conspiracy things. I don't know, man.
Do you think it's worse than steroids?
I don't think it's great necessarily, but what was he betting on? Was he betting against his team?
Oh, so it matters.
Was he betting on? What was he betting on? How was he betting? It's just not a good look overall. Like, here's the thing. As I get deeper and deeper into my career, I used to bet on NBA basketball a lot.
Okay.
Especially my first few years here at 95.7 The Game. I was betting on it a lot. Knowing that, hey, offshore accounts, I'm at the game. So you can't hit me with a live bet. I'm here. I'm watching. But now that I'm doing a pre- and post-game show and I'm getting deeper and deeper and deeper, I feel like it's unethical for me to bet on NBA basketball. It really does. I just feel like I'm sure it wouldn't be a product. Probably like, this guy bet on plots or whatnot.
But I
feel like it's unethical for me to do it because I do know a little bit about some or injury reports, or I'm finding out earlier than most people.
You've got certain insights.
I just feel grimy with it. I feel grimy about
that's,
that.
That's fair.
So there is some, you're involved in the game and you're betting on that batch and you're in the clubhouse. You may know a game plan that nobody knows. And it's like insider trading, right?
No, not.
You may know that, we're only going to pitch this guy for 4 innings. Now, we may think we'll take Walker Buehler, for example. We may think Walker Buehler is a full go. Okay, he doesn't have a restriction. Mm-hmm. But in that clubhouse, Dave Roberts may tell Walker, hey, we're really going to throw you 50 pitches. Yeah. We're going to have you throw 50 pitches today. We're going to keep it easy. We got a big game ahead.
Totally believable.
Blah, 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 blah. The public might not know that.
Yeah.
And so you may have some, Shohei may know that. It's like, we only go at Walker for 5 innings or 50 pitches. We're going to go to the bullpen. Our bullpen is shaky here. I know that. You know what? Let me take a chance and gamble on the over here. Or let me take a chance and bet on the prop saying Walker Buehler is only going to last 4 innings instead of 5 innings. So maybe that's something there, and that would be bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to ask you on the other side about, not just about the Warriors, but just like, you've been around all of these locker rooms, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. I want to know how much the actual topic of over-unders, plus minuses, like these props, and I know it's increased dramatically the most recent years, but I'm very interested, like, is there conversations quietly, like around the scenes of what's going on? Because I'm not in those locker rooms. I don't know. I'm just curious.
All right. It is a Warriors game day presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Shout out to Nicole, who I ran into last night at the PCA. Obviously, Xfinity and stuff. We got to know her at Battle Rock, at a couple Warriors games. Always great seeing Nicole. Hopefully you have a good morning out there. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Cars for Kids. We'll get into more gambling. Shohei, and we'll get to the Warriors in a big game against the Indiana Pacers today. Shameless shout out, 7:45. A lot coming up on the roast here on a Friday.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. Des Moines Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
All right, Day-Day. His Michigan State Spartans won last night, 61, I believe, 51. It was the first game of the day. I was kind of keeping track of the scores, but I'm not going to lie to you, Shasky. It's March Madness. I guess there was a lot of upsets yesterday. After the PCA Awards, I was listening to whatever was on 95.7 The Game. What is it, Fox Sports? And who's on that night? Who's on that night?
Mike Harmon, I think.
Is it Mike Harmon? They were talking about Calipari, how, you know, he's been there for 15 years, which is crazy, at the University of Kentucky, UK, in Lexington. And it's like the second time in the last few years they've been knocked out in the first round as a 3 seed, how he could be on the hot seat. But I was just, listening to that, and I'm thinking to myself, yesterday was the first time in my life that I can remember where I didn't watch a second of live March Madness action. Now, I was busy. I had a lot of things to do, but I wasn't even eager to check in and watch a game live. Like, I just...
Was there anyone or any team that you had to see?
No.
I kind of agree.
I got more intrigued with the women's tournament than I am the men's tournament.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that feel that way. I mean, there's the Clayton Clark effect and, you know, obviously LSU. And, I mean, there's a lot of different great stories. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
Stafford.
I get all that. I think I watched the worst half of basketball I've ever seen in my life.
What's that?
Colorado State, Texas.
Oh, gosh.
I was feeding the little guy. I couldn't find the remote fast enough. And you know when you got one hand holding the baby, the other hand holding the bottle because he can't hold his own bottle, and my eyes are looking for the remote. I couldn't, in the words of my dad, I couldn't find the Tums. Right. I couldn't find the remote fast enough.
Right.
It was the worst half of basketball I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Virginia scored 14 points the other day in the first four game in a half. 14 points in a 20-minute half.
Colorado did that. 11.
They scored 11 and a half?
It was 27 to 11 at halftime.
Are you serious?
27 to 11 at halftime.
I will
say this about Texas. In terms of all of their uniforms, baseball, football, basketball, they might have my favorite uniforms. They just always look vintage and classic and classy and very, like, less is more. And I do appreciate that about the Texas Longhorns uniforms. They're always sharp.
Yeah, Texas is not bad. Bright orange.
They have this like font that I really like on their basketball jerseys in cursive. And I don't know. I really like their unis. Right.
I didn't watch a second. And today I won't be able to watch anything because the Warriors play the Pacers. And I'll be prepping for the Pacers. And of course, the last time the Warriors played the Pacers, they dropped 45 points in the first quarter and won that game going away. Now the Pacers are going to come back here and look for revenge. Now, Benedict Mathurin, the young man out of Arizona, second-year pro, he's out for the season. He's out for the season. But Indiana still likes to get up and down. They're going to score a lot of points. There's going to be a shootout tonight at Chase Center. They got to win this game. They have to win this game tonight before they go on the road for a monster road trip, which starts Sunday in Minnesota. But by the way, the Giants are back in action for the 2024 season. And we'll go back into the Golden State Warriors. We will. But back in action are the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, Joe Shasky and Sam Lubman. This podcast is going to be live on the air Sunday from 12 to 3. It's not even going to be a podcast. It's going to be a show right here on 95.7 The Game as it gets you ready for the Giants. And we know they're excited about the Giants this season with the latest addition of Blake Snell. Is he going to be ready to go? Where's his arm at? Is he going to be stretched out in time for the first week of the season? What does he look like? A lot of excitement around the Giants. So Shasky and Lubman, Sunday 12 to 3 right here on 95.7 The Game as it gets you ready for the Giants season. And there is this underlying confidence now. It's brewing with Giants fans. They're feeling good about themselves. We see Yamamoto, which is, you know, he got rocked the other day, and I'm not going to overreact to him not making it out the first inning, but this is why I never wanted him. There's an unknown going from, you know, playing in Japan to throwing the batters there to facing major league talent every single night, the best of the best. And Manny Machado took them so deep. Oh, wow, what a swing he had out in Seoul, South Korea. I never want to pay pitchers that type of money and an unknown and this long contract that they have with Yamamoto. There's going to be an adjustment period. And there's been some studs come out in Japan. There also been a lot of duds. Like Daisuke Shasky, I don't think he lived up to expectations.
No, but he was okay.
He was good.
Yeah, but not what they thought he was going to be.
Came off like a comet, right? He was great those first few years. Kind of tapered off. Hideki Arabu.
Look, there have been some great players. There have been some, you know, underperforming players. You know, like Ryu is like a middle of the road guy, the lefty that the Dodgers had for many years.
Yeah, he's in Toronto.
Yeah, solid. You know what I mean? Just solid.
Solid.
Kente Maeda, solid. You know, nothing to blow your mind away. Problem is that when you're paying the I forget what they call it. It's not a relocation fee, but it's like
the international fee or something.
Yeah,
like that.
The listing fee or whatever it is. You have to pay the team that you're getting it from. The cost to do business on these guys is through the roof. And I think the pitchers more so than the hitters have such a taxation from over there where, you know, they're from 14 years old on throwing heavy innings. I mean, the Yamamoto, if you just looked at the game logs and how many innings that guy's thrown.
Yep.
Sneaky, like, threw a ton of innings and then also played for their national team. And you rack up a lot of innings that way.
Exactly.
So I don't know, man. Like, I do love there's a lot of great hitters. Like, look, Matsui was a beast. Ichiro, one of the greatest players ever, period. Obviously, Shohei's been brilliant. And there's lots and lots of other guys that have been excellent coming out of there.
Let's go to Esteban. He's got a question about the Giants here. And maybe a guy we won't see for the first month of the season. That's Sabon in Fremont. What's happening?
Hey, so just curious what you think about Luciano's performance yesterday. Do you see that as a turning point? That's the first question. And then do you think it's more concerning we had 8 base on balls or more interesting that we had 15 strikeouts?
Shasky?
Well, Luciano, there was a couple of posts yesterday from some like national Major League Baseball pipeline accounts saying that, oh, Luciano still has a chance for the starting spot. And it's like, I don't know where that information's coming from, because the people that follow this team on a day-to-day basis right. are all saying the exact opposite. And my understanding was that Matos, Casey Schmidt, and Luciano were all reassigned to AAA. Is that correct, Sam? Lubman?
I know Casey Schmidt was,
Schmidt
right?
Schmidt was, David VR was. I haven't VR. Seen anything on Luciano, though.
Or Matos, right?
I guess it's coming soon.
It's coming.
Look, he had a nice RBI single yesterday. I believe... I would like to see him just play at the big league level and kind of figure it out at the big league level. I understand why they wouldn't want to do that.
He was 2-for-4 yesterday with the home run.
Yeah, but I just...
He's got to play.
Honestly, Bonte, I don't know.
He needs at-bats. He needs at-bats. And look, what if Nick Ahmed gets off to a slow start in the field and at the plate? How much patience will the Giants have with him?
He's not a hitter.
He's not a hitter at all.
He's not going to be a hitter.
He's an automatic out. Yeah. And you know what? It feels like you need, if the Giants are serious, because now the expectations are raised, and I'm listening to what the fans are telling me. A lot of fans are saying, we're going to the playoffs. That's what they're saying. Yeah. Giants are going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I bake that into the equation, and we're thinking playoffs, mm-hmm. well, then I'm thinking about the Braves, the Phillies, the Dodgers, some of the top teams. And what do I need against them? I need depth in my lineup. I need ballers in that lineup. I may have to sacrifice a little defense at shortstop to get that bat into the lineup, to be a threat at the plate. So then if you get a lead, I'm going to put pressure on that opposing team to try to swing for the fences and try to get right back into the game, because I don't believe in the Dodgers bullpen. That's a dirty little secret.
At all.
I think the Giants, last year I thought the Giants, if they would have got into the playoffs, they had a World Series caliber bullpen. I still believe that. This bullpen is legit. You get to the sixth inning, I think the Giants can shut the game down. I really do. Get a lead going into the sixth, seventh inning, I think they can hold off for dear life and shut that game down with Duvall, the Rogers brothers, Ryan Walker. I'm really excited about this bullpen. But Luciano, if Nick Ahmed, let's see this guy. Let him play. Bat him 6 or 7.
So here, let me play the other side of the coin. What if he started in AAA? For a month and a half, 2 months, and you see him end of May,
right.
and he gets brought up at just the right time. I personally don't think that they can afford to have defensive woes up the middle, because that's kind of going to be the hallmark of
no
the
doubt.
Team this year.
No doubt.
And so I'm okay with sacrificing the bat of Nick Ahmed, because I do believe that they've provided enough infrastructure in the rest of the lineup to offset that. So I'm leaning defense
right.
just to start the season.
Right.
I will meet you halfway and say, if I don't get a chance to see half a season at the bigs of Luciano, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
I'll be really disappointed, because look at it this way. And my brother brought this up. Let's say everything goes great for the Giants. Chapman has a monster year. Soler, monster. Well, Soler's different. But Blake Snell, monster year. Giants win 98 games, okay? Find a way to somehow win the NL West. And a lot of these guys opt out on these one-year deals. And you don't get a chance
yeah.
to flip over the card of the youngsters and get a look at those guys. Now they're all free agents, and let's just say they go on to elsewhere. How are you building on a successful season?
Right.
Now, I'll worry about that. That's what I told him. I'll worry about that right. in November.
But it's a legit concern because these guys would opt out.
And go to 2021.
Right. right.
They didn't build on it.
They didn't build on that whatsoever. So you don't have a long-term future here with some of these guys if they do ball out. If they don't ball out, they'll opt in and they'll get their money and they will be all saying, oh, man, they're getting overpaid. Oh, they're going to opt in. Anyway, let's pick this up on yeah. the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Can you just do me
what?
A favor?
What? No. What do you want me to do?
Bring to air the okay. private show you just gave me, because right. I'm smiling ear to ear.
All right, so this segment is sponsored by Go to St. Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations.
You.
When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStLumber.com. So I'm going to bring the light. So it is baseball season. And we got basketball. We're going to get into the Warriors. I promise you guys. We got 14 games left. And tonight's a huge game for the Golden State Warriors. It is huge. Massive. They have to win tonight. You got to win. Just to feel good and have a winning homestand. And these are the games you haven't won all season at home. You lose to Chicago after beating the Bucks. You have back-to-back one-point losses to the Kings and the Lakers at home. You have a horrible homestand when you go 1-5 and you get swept by OKC in Minnesota. You lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You got a salvage win against the Rockets. You had all these bad homestands.
7 in a row for the Rockets?
Yeah, oh, I'm aware. How about the Kings losing to the Wizards?
Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Oh, trust me, we know. And Dylan Brooks and them were ready for seeing them getting into it with DeMar DeRozan last night. But, you know, I love baseball because it allows me to play fantasy baseball. Fantasy baseball is my favorite fantasy sport. So we've had the Frisco Bosses League for, I think this may be year 18, maybe 19. I don't know. I've lost count. So I won a championship a few years ago. And last year, I felt really good about my team.
Every time I hear the drop now, I think of Bob Myers.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I'm going to be humble in this one. I stepped down from being a commissioner a couple of years ago. You know, Philly Zoo gave me the name, the dictator, because he thought I was being too hard.
Dante Stalin.
Right. So I said, you know what? I'm going to step away. I'm going to step away from being a commissioner.
What do I get for that? He just cruised right through that.
No, I did. Because I'm
not going to stop. Or Bonte Castro.
I mean, come on.
I don't like that because of what those guys did. I don't like being labeled like that. That's a little strong when you consider what those guys, who those guys are.
That's true. But in fantasy baseball terms,
if you want to put it like that, I'm not going to go there. You guys. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
Bonte Hill's team.
So last year anyway. So we had, it's a keeper league. It's a keeper league. And you get keeper designations. So going into the year, I designated 3 keepers.
Okay. You maximize 3. Are they for life? Because I'm in a league now with Craig Sargent. He invited me into this league. And you're only allowed 1 keeper and you can only keep them for 1 year. And I don't love that, but that's fine. I'm new to the league. I'm just going to...
In our league, where Big Dog City is the commissioner, and I'm not shutting out Big Dog City. I'm sending a warning shot to Big Dog City, so I hope you're listening while you're texting me right now.
Probably pumping
this is
iron
a warning
right
shot to you.
Uh-huh.
I don't get my way, and I don't get what's right. I will cause hell in this league. All right? So that's number one.
Okay.
So you get keeper designations, and you can maximize to have 3 keepers. But the catch is, one of those keepers you keep for 1 year, one of the keepers you keep for 2 years, and one of the keepers you keep for 3 years.
Oh, I kind of like that. That's a really cool concept.
So
I like that.
I had a 1 year designation on Fernando Tatis, so I could just let him go this year.
Oh,
I could let him go.
That's the far on move. Yeah.
So I had Trey Turner and Julio Rodriguez. Trey was for 2 years. Julio Rodriguez was 3 years. My team, my offense was rolling. Midway through the year, I was in contention for another championship. I had no problems with offense. I needed to fix my pitching. DeGrom got hurt. I had like 3 pitchers go down for the season with arm injuries. Max Scherzer, it was all bad. Closer situation was all bad. So I said, man, I need to get pitching. So I traded Julio Rodriguez, who people don't forget, got off to an awful start.
Horrific.
I traded him straight up for Luis Castillo. Now,
a good pitcher on the same team.
By the end of the year, it looks like a horrible trade. But my thought process was this. Number one, I don't have to keep Julio Rodriguez. I can get Luis Castillo. Maybe I get back in a race and win. But if it doesn't work out, I get back into the pool for more keepers. I don't have to worry about Julio Rodriguez and keeping him for another 2 years. That's 2 keepers gone from my team. Trey Turner, who, remember, at Citizens Bank Park, got a standing ovation for sucking, and they needed to pick him up. I forget who I traded him for. But again, I cleared the deck.
Okay.
And I said, look, I'm going to try to compete and win a championship. But if it doesn't work out, it's all good. Because a lot of guys that I traded with have to get rid of keepers. And I'm right back in the pool, and I get 3 picks in the first round where other teams will keep their 3 keepers. Fair, right? It's a good strategy.
I like the strategy. You are the Jimmy Johnson of this league. You found the algorithm to get yourself more picks.
Exactly. So now, as we get closer to draft day, and Big Dog said, hey, who are you keeping? I'm saying, nobody. I don't have to keep nobody. I'm back in the pool.
all of a sudden, the commissioner, Big Dog City, said, no, you have to keep Tatis, and you can't pick in the first round. It's not fair to the league. You don't get to blow up your team and get a first-round pick. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What's the loophole here? What did I do wrong?
Who's the commissioner of this league?
Big Dog City. I was the co-commish for a long time. I'm the co-commish. Technically, I'm the co-commish. But I'm saying, wait a minute. You're punishing me for thinking outside the box about my team. And so now you're telling me that I get two supplemental third-round picks and I have to keep Tatis? No, I don't. I don't have to keep Tatis. I shouldn't get supplemental picks.
Is Mike Williams in this league?
No, he's not in this league. Thank God he's not in this league.
He's not in this league.
Okay. So, Big Dog and I, even right now.
Is Jock Peterson in this league?
No, hell no. He's definitely not in this league. So anyway, I'm saying it. So he said, no, you have to do this. And I was like, no, I don't. And so I left the fantasy baseball conversation. I left the thread, first of all. And people were like, why'd you leave the thread?
Oh, and then you got the comment, Bonte Hill has left
the thread. Yeah, I did it on purpose. I'm done.
Yeah?
I'm done. I'm out of here. This is how serious I am.
Wow.
So if this goes on.
It
is serious. So if I don't get my first round pick, and if I don't get my second round pick, and if I don't get my third round pick, I'm going to say it right here on the air. And you can clip this for the thread.
Uh-huh.
This is what will happen. I will auto draft. I will not be at the draft. I will auto draft, and I will bench my players every single day. Every single day, every single game. And I will come in last place on purpose, uh-huh. and I will get no points. And guess what? Now I don't have any keepers, and I will be back in the game next year where more players and more attractive players will be available. So we got big beef going on in the Fantasy Baseball League right now.
This sounds like you need to read The Art of War.
Maybe. I heard it was a good book.
It's a great book.
I actually used to have that book on my shelf.
It's like military and strategy and just lots of different things. I believe that's where the enemy, The enemy of my enemy is my ally. Isn't that where that came from?
Maybe.
To some effect. Maybe.
But, and Big Dog's like, oh, we could put it to the league vote. Now, let me tell you the problem with that is half this league views me as Al Davis. I am the renegade of the league.
So there's
guys in this league who compete just against me. So when I have to make trades, because my teammates are Wall Street Hustlers, I am the most difficult owner to make a trade with because everybody's always trying to get over on me. Everybody. I can't make any. So I have to give up more to make trades happen in this league. If I don't do that, trades don't happen. League is boring. So these guys, it's basically like Al Davis. He should have been the commissioner of the new NFL. But Pete Rozelle and Lamar Hunt and all these guys conspired against Al Davis. And that's what happens in this baseball league. They all conspire against me to make sure to make my life difficult. But it's okay. You want to play that game? I can play that game too.
Should have had John Elway, too. They conspired against that, too. They didn't want the Raiders to get him.
They did. So this league.
This is incredible.
You know, it is all bad. Big Dog's
speaking
like,
of conspiracies, I need Stanley Kubrick to create a movie about this.
He should. And Big Dog's like, call me. I was like, no, leave me alone right now. I don't want to talk to you right now. You know what to do. You know what's right. And he's mad that I outsmarted this league. That I thought, hey, if I get rid of my guys, I'm good for the future. If I compete and win this year, uh-huh. fine. But it's not the worst thing in the world because I know what's out there in the pool.
So are you saying to me that Big Dog City is acting kind of like a, like he's suffocating your style?
He is.
Oh.
He's hating on my style, and now he's making up new rules saying, well, we tried to do this to prevent taking. No, you didn't.
Right.
I'd never heard about supplemental picks in a keeper league. Now, I've never heard about that. If you trade this guy, you get a supplemental pick. Yahoo. Now he said you should have got equal value for your trades. I'll stop it. Nobody ever gets equal value for trades in fantasy
baseball. Yeah, if you're one of the people vetoing trades, right. you're a dork. Yeah, you stink.
You're a dork.
You stink.
You're a dork. Grown men should be allowed to make trades.
Yeah.
Grown men should be able to. I'm the GM of this league, but he's acting like I'm the New Orleans or Oklahoma City Hornets, where David Stern in the league is running the team. So now you're running my team and telling me what I have to do for
you
the first three rounds?
You cannot trade Chris Paul
right.
to the Lakers.
Yeah, you cannot do that. You're acting like I'm the Montreal Expos and you got basically baseball is running the team and making moves. For, no. It doesn't work like that. But if I don't get my way, I may not even auto draft. I may be present at the draft and I may act like everything is good. But I'll say it right now, Big Dog. If I don't get my way, I will bench my players every single day, every single game, and we'll turn into an 11-team league instead of a 12-team league. So I'm not affecting nobody's team. I'm not affecting the race or the standings. I will just take and finish it last. and get my keepers next year. And I will just take the year off of fantasy baseball and clear my mentals, which is fine. I don't have to spend time on it. So the choice, it's a win-win for me.
Bonte Churchill laying down the law. I love it.
A big dog and everybody else at Frisco Ballers.
He drank wet, the water wet. With so much vigor right
wet,
there.
Wet. And all you guys,
all right.
Play with me if you want to.
Yeah.
I will have the last laugh, and I will get what I want,
yeah.
And it will be a win-win for the Waller Street Hustlers. I'm either playing this year or...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.